Now on Colorado's Morning News, the state Supreme Court looking back a few hundred years to help decide a case about a tree in Denver's Wash Park. The dispute is between two neighbors and a tree on the property line. And our next guest says it's a great example of how hard our judges work to continue the, quote, rule of law. Local attorney for L2S Legal and legal analyst Bill Berger joining us live. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much for joining us here. I wanted to ask, I guess this is about a tree on a property line and who has the right to do what with it. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, I mean, basically the story is the facts are that you buy a house, there's a tree on your property line, 74%. Now, how did the judge count that? I have no idea. But they had a trial or they had, you know, the lower court, the judge sat there, spent time, figured out 74% of the tree was on the one on the property line, and 26% was on the other side of the property line. And the person with 74%, they wanted to cut it down. And the person on the 26% side said, "No, I want to keep it." And the issue was, can the 74% owner cut it down without the permission of the 26% owner? And the court said yes. That unless you jointly plant the tree, you jointly care for the tree, or the tree becomes the fence between the yards, the partition between the yards, the tree owner gets to do whatever they want with it.
Wow, Bill, my head is spinning here. And it's not just, hey, can't we all get along? Because the Colorado Supreme Court actually went back, found case law from the 1600s to solve this.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting about it. You know, it's a great example of how hard our judges work. They didn't sit down and say, what's the right thing to do with this tree? What's the fair thing to do with this tree? You know, they didn't do, like in the Bible with Solomon's baby, let's split the tree 74%, 26%. You know, they actually did the work. Lawyers, we're technicians, and we're a lot like engineers and scientists. We just deal with one of the social areas. And what we do when we do our research is we hit the law books. And they went all the way back to the 1600s. Can you believe there's law on this going back to the 1600s? What? Yeah, there were two different points of view, two different approaches to this. And they found a 1966 Colorado case that had sided with one of those two sides. And this isn't unusual, by the way, in Colorado. Our law on non-competes did the same thing. It went all the way back into the 1400s in merry old England to establish the law on that. You know, our judges, they work hard, and this is a great example of how judges, they work hard, they go back, they look at the precedent, and that's what guides them.
Local attorney for L2S Legal and legal analyst Bill Berger. Thank you so much, Bill.
Great. Have a great day.